Hey everyone, welcome to the Gist Podcast.
If you're tired of being comfortable and want to take on living life from the context of 100%, fuck yeah!
Join us each week as we share lessons we're experiencing in this crazy game called life.
We invite you to play along and get your shit together.
Take responsibility for how your life is currently going, and at the same time, take on new, fun, and sometimes crazy shit.
We promise to challenge your thinking by being vulnerable, authentic, and straight up with what we're dealing with, what doesn't work, and what can.
Be warned, this is not your grandma's podcast.
So welcome back, Mr. McCarty. We are at episode 12 of the Gist Podcast, new year, 2018. Yes. We hit 11 episodes last year.
Not bad.
Which, considering all the stuff that's been going on, I want to congratulate you for hitting 11 episodes on the Gist Podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It is, back at you. Yeah, right. It's and I'm excited for 2018, for what we've done a little bit of work. You know, we're thinking ahead and what's next, what are we planning to do, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're creating a little bit more order, shall we say, in the chaos of the Gist Podcast.
Yeah, right. And that's a perfect segue for this episode. We're going to talk a little bit about order and chaos and what that is, what that even means. We all deal with it in some way or another. There is something that we are experienced in and we know very well, and we just do it without thinking. We've got the systems and the structures, and it just is how it goes. And then we got those things that really show up as chaotic, whether it's personally or it's inside of society or environmental, right? Yeah. Like there's layers of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we just don't know what to do with it, pretend it's not there, or get really paralyzed by it.
Yeah, it's an interesting context, because as human beings, I feel like we're always trying to be comfortable and safe and have everything make sense. And I think that's one of the major struggles that we have, like just in our culture and our society today, is because I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of different elements. And I think that spreads us really thin. And that actually allows chaos to show up a lot more often. So it's kind of normal and it sort of sucks sometimes.
It's and there's the what's missing. So in our, as humans, we're striving for this idea of perfection in all areas of our life. Mm-hmm. Yet we're not really sure, nor have the skills most times to be able to manage all of those things that we're striving towards or have a high idealistic perspective around to have happen or to avoid. And then we are, to my point before, we're just weighed down and a bit paralyzed by all of it. And it actually doesn't have to be that way. So certainly, and I know you can relate, there's been a lot of exploring and being open to what I don't know, that I don't know, and letting just stuff come up and show up as I live my life and create my own order inside of my own chaos, and just connecting with something bigger than myself, and what's been showing up is more order in chaos and more chaos.
Yeah.
But we're playing, I'm playing in it, you're playing in it, and it's not so paralyzing anymore.
Yeah, I think that's all about embracing it and saying, like, actually, you know, order and chaos is a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or chaos is a normal thing. And maybe the thing that creates most of the angst in our life is that we're always trying to make everything dealable with. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get that organized in such a way that I can deal with it.
Yeah.
And I got to get this, you know, worked out so I can deal with it. And then right when you get everything, you feel like you're on the path of getting things organized and dealt with, you get audited. Right? And you go, oh shit, I didn't anticipate that. And I think the secret and the way to really maximize your opportunities is to, like you had mentioned, like the self, right? It's like about me and me being okay and everything being comfortable in my world. And like, I kind of forget that there's 7 billion people and a planet that has a little bit of an impact on what goes on in my world, right? So I think it's just a matter of like embracing the chaos and realizing that there's more going on than just outside of me. So it's inevitable that something's going to show up that derails me a little bit. So rather than looking to avoid those things or looking to be comfortable when they do show up or deal with them as quickly as I can, what I've been trying to shift my focus, I'm looking at the lesson. Mm. It's like, who could I have been being or who would I have been if this wasn't as big of a problem?
Right.
Like if this showed up and it was kind of like, oh, this is inconvenient, but it's not going to fucking derail me or be earth shattering in my world, right? Who would I have been and who can I be so that something like this shows up again or it's even bigger?
Well, that you've actually created a little bit of order to be able to manage that next time.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually taking that lesson of like, wow, that was a real setback. Now, how do I clean myself up such that it wouldn't be as big of a deal moving forward? Because guess what? Likely if it showed up once, our lives kind of have a cycle. It'll probably show up again somewhere
or in some form. Pretty much guarantee it. So in the context of life and being human, there are some really great examples of the context of order and chaos and the duality between both that I would imagine a lot of us haven't even considered is very much a duality and has that external influence. And I just want to touch on a little bit of it. So there is this universally accepted idea of good versus evil, and it's pervasive everywhere. You look inside of religion and we have this entity that is driven by the context of faith, having faith, and it's motivated and is responding to a person having faith. And then there's the opposite end of that, which is the devil, and it is initiated in response to fear. And so we have this perfect storm, this duality of faith and fear. And if you look at our world right now in the context of religion, for example, and how over the years, the course of time, it has been just knuckles against each other, striving for some sort of balance. Because I'm super clear that you can't have one without the other. You can't just be, everything can't just be quote unquote good.
Yeah.
Just like we know, because it's been driven into us, that we can't live a life that is just based on the context of quote unquote evil. So there's this context, good versus evil. In society, and this dovetails right into that, we have law and change. So we are governed by laws. We are imposed by laws in an effort to maintain order. And when those laws conflict against something, we are now dealing with a disruption because something is unsatisfactory and we're looking to disrupt it. Change status quo.
Well, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
What are you hearing? Oh man. Wow. I actually struggled to stay really focused there because I had so many. You triggered so many thoughts in my head.
Maybe I should have broken that down.
Yeah. Well, just when you were going through the idea of good versus evil, and then going through the laws and order and that effort to keep everything in line. Like you can see it. It's rampant through our culture, right?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And in our society where we're at in Canada or North America, it's like everyone pretends that whatever the fuck it is that we're doing in society is like normal, you know, like having a government and going to work and 9 to 5 and traffic. I mean, there is nothing about our quote natural world that we're going through right now that actually is natural. Like, it's just not normal. Nothing. And I think that maybe that's part of what has a lot of people, you know, like, don't want to get into like mass shootings and all these different things that actually go on. But I mean, there's the extreme from like a mass shooting, but then there's also a guy who, you know, in an office downtown somewhere in Calgary has thrown his printer across the room. Like, I mean, there are people losing their shit all over the place. And I think it's, you know, not that everything's negative and bad. There's also people that are like walking out of their office in an empowered fashion, yeah, and saying, you know what, life. I'm fucking done with this tie and I'm going to go live my life. Or yes, I finally landed the job and the promotion that I want. And wherever they're at in all of their circles or cycles of order and chaos, things are just always good and bad and in the middle in life. And I think that the key is to not have our emotions, like our behavior, our way of being, respond to the circumstances outside.
There's a reaction that is so immediate, and most people are not even aware of the reaction that they have.
Bingo.
Right? There's a level of consciousness that we're certainly have been introduced to and exploring. Like, this is, and by no means masterful at. I can be in the bowels of chaos in a negative state and just as quickly tack back into, you know, man, I'm super fulfilled and loving what I'm doing. And I think that's the context of this conversation is what does it look like to be able to play actively in both worlds? Because you actually have to play in both of those worlds.
Totally.
Like I have never been more certain of that than I have over the course of the last 6 months and the work that I've done internally, and some of the conflict and resistance to change that's happened in my world.
Yeah,
and always striving to make meaning of it. Well, why does this have to happen? And why me? And then changing that it's actually a good thing. Could be a good thing versus woe is me in this world of one.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing right there is, and I'm very much doing the same, is probably what had this podcast be born, is like we're playing with consciousness. Like we're playing with our conscious awareness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I don't think people really, and us included, I don't think we really have a true understanding of what we're capable of or the capacity that we can deal with. And I think that, and I mean that in a good way and a bad way.
Totally.
Like it's, people it's are not
yin and yang, man.
Most people walk around the street, if you ask them, they would say that they're not capable of murder or they're not capable of something evil, right? They might also say that they're not capable of starting and running and expanding a global charity.
Right.
Right. So their capacity for good and evil. But I would argue that they're actually quite capable of both.
Absolutely. In a split second.
In a split second. And the problem with it is if you're conscious and you're focused on evil, you could be Hitler. And if you're conscious and focused on doing good, you could, you know, create the Red Cross. Right. And I think with most human beings, we're super reactive. Because we live in a world of order and chaos. And in general, we're just, a bunch of cells or whatever, moving along and everything's okay. But then you add human emotion and interpretation and consciousness and all the rest of it, and not to mention like the reptilian brain, the fight or flight, into that equation. And before you know it, somebody cuts you off and you're chasing them home and you're going to bash their brains in with a crowbar. Like you just, you know, because it's like, you know, or you get a phone call, you just got let go from work and now you're sad. Or you found out that your, you know, parents are surprising you and they're coming home early and, oh, now you're happy. And, you know, it's like looking at that and going, to me, what I've been trying to do lately is looking at my emotional responses and being like, wow, I feel really shitty right now. That's like super, like nothing even happened. Like, why am I feeling shitty? And now I can look at it and kind of go observe it. And I'm not perfect. I'm not an expert, but at least looking at it, I'm not, it immediately sets me 1 degree back rather than being directly in it. You know what I'm saying? When you're triggered or even when you're happy, like I'm a type of person that goes really high with the highs and I get really low with the lows. That's just how I am. And now I'm trying to, especially when I'm in the lows, I'm trying to navigate that world and go, wow, like I feel really shitty. And I'm trying to find the correlation between when I feel really good and when I feel really bad, because it occurs to me as super random, and I'm willing to bet that's not the case. So, and not that I want to be super high all the time. I just want and to be...
It's impossible.
No, it is impossible.
You can't do it.
I want to be more empowered. What my mission or my goal is to be more empowered in the state of loss. Like when I'm down, I want to be like, okay, it's okay. It's not like I can't function in the world. So now what are some actions that I can do to just get me in a place where I feel like I at least have more power versus being just in this thing that I'm like, there's no way out of this hole right now. You know what I'm saying? Until it works its course. And there's got to be a different way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I would say to start is to shift our viewpoint of what that scenario, that this thing that we're dealing with actually is for us, what it means for us, what we've interpreted it to be, right, in our world as like a thing that didn't work versus changing the context so that it does shift and has something be more of an empowering, moving forward type action that doesn't paralyze you.
Yeah.
It doesn't take you down. It doesn't keep you down.
Well, I think it's you're so focused on the thing at the time. So whether your bank account doesn't look the way that you want it to look, or your physical health isn't the way that you want it to be, or you didn't land a contract that you wanted to land, or whatever, we're very much focused on that thing. And then it's easy for you to forget that there's people that live on the street. And it's easy for you to forget that there's people that have never been in love before, and people who have lost children or have never had kids, or do you know what I'm saying? There's people who are hungry and don't have like all those kinds of things. It's really easy for us to take that shit for granted and like totally forget about it.
Yeah, not even to be on your radar.
Yeah, like look how bad things are for me right now. Like why, you said it earlier, why me? And we totally forget that, oh yeah, I have the power to like get up out of this chair and do something. Like it's so empowering and it's so disempowering at the same time, because you're like, you're so stuck within your own realm at times, right?
And here's the secret. It is all like everything reveals itself when you open yourself to understanding it, to educating yourself around how your mind works, educating yourself and driving, creating more awareness around world views, not necessarily Fox News, yeah. Right? But rather just having a better understanding of where you are at, not where you fit, but where you're at in the big scheme of things.
Yeah.
And it not being like, so we're in a first world country. Most people don't even know what that means anymore. I think it's just a thing to say.
It is a thing to say, yeah.
I spent 2 months in Mexico over the holidays. We drove from one side of the country to the other, effectively, along the Gulf of Mexico. And every time I go there, I am, what gets validated for me is what it is that I hold of value in my life, and what others who do not have even a small fraction of what I have, what they hold value. And
that's everything, really good.
Everything changes, right, for me. In that moment, everything changes for me. And Mexico is a chaotic place where a population the size of Canada, for the most part, resides in one city, and most are just out for themselves. It lacks compassion, it lacks empathy, overall, like a majority. I'm not saying everybody does, but they are a lost culture of people as a result of the lack of concern and the pressure and the constant structure and lack of structure that the government puts in place, or the promises that they keep and they don't deliver, right? Like that whole dynamic has put that whole country in a degree of frustration and turmoil and confusion, pure chaos. Mm-hmm. From the way people drive and their lack of compassion to, you know, if you just slow down a little bit and let that one vehicle come in, and if everybody were to actually do that, there would be flow again. Mm-hmm. Instead of everybody's gridlocked and stopped, and you got six cars coming into one lane, mm-hmm. and nobody's going anywhere. And that's a huge metaphor for me for life. It's like the roadblocks that we put up for ourselves.
Yeah, totally, man. And a lot of what I'm hearing in there, I say this word a lot, I get, but it comes down to like awareness. Mm-hmm. Awareness mm-hmm. of what's going on around you, and that you're not the only thing in the world, and also what you're up to, who you're being, has an impact on everything around you, right?
It really does. My action in that traffic lane of letting that person in changed their trajectory for their life in that moment, mm-hmm. period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Versus me saying, holding up a big middle finger and saying, fuck you, you're not coming in.
Absolutely.
And the ripple effect that has.
Yeah, I mean, I even notice it, you know, when I'm driving, and if I ease off the guy in front of me, so I, you know, slow down a bit and create some room, I notice usually the guy behind me creates room behind me.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. It's really interesting. I notice,
it's super subtle.
It is subtle.
And people don't realize what's happening.
I notice the behavior in people's human behavior. I think where you can see it the most, if you want to observe people, is traffic. Driving, watching people drive, and the things that they have going on, all the signs. I mean, they say distracted driving is texting or whatever, but you're distracted anyway.
No,
we're distracted all the time. Because even if you're not looking at your phone, most people have their ringer on. They're aware that it's there. They might even be thinking about it. You know, apps and emails that they're waiting for, and text messages, and so-and-so hasn't gotten back to me. You know, they sent a text before they started driving, and they're waiting for it to ding as they're driving. And that's taken a little bit of attention off the road or off of whatever other important thing it is that they're doing, right? So you can see that when people get spread thin, they're easier to control, they're easier to trigger, they're really easy to trigger, right? Because you're just not paying attention. And when I say that, you're not paying attention to even like your own emotion, who you're being.
Absolutely. Right?
The guy cuts you off and you're like ready to fucking snap on him, right? It's crazy.
When I look at the world of order and chaos and all the things that we are inundated with, I want to make sure and we're mindful of the impact that we have. There's a huge world that we created in a very short amount of time, mm-hmm. that is chaos and order. And now what? Like what do you do with it all? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm planning to be more aware of my surroundings, and I'm still triggered by that asshole that cut me off.
Yeah.
Or I'm still not getting what I want, and I feel like I need to do something, and I'm making myself busy, and I'm still lacking fulfillment. That type of story is pervasive everywhere.
Right? Totally. And the interesting thing about it is, it's all about who you surround yourself with. Are you surrounding yourself with powerful, grounded people who are open and willing to say, hey, did you happen to know that I'm not perfect? Because most of us have this facade that we will guard it with our life, potentially, that everything's cool in my world. Like, don't, like, what are these accusations that you're making that I'm a human being? Who do you think you are? Right? Like, everything's not perfect and it's okay. And you deal with shit that you might think is really weird and stupid, like, as a human being. I've had enough conversations with enough people, and I've listened to enough podcasts and different things of people saying something as silly as, I don't know, you could be at a traffic light and look over and someone has a better car than you, and all of a sudden you think that guy's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like, he ripped somebody off to get that car. And I mean, that might be a ridiculous analogy, but it's probably true. There are, maybe not you or I or whatever, but there are people that will see another person. I mean, it's already been proven. It's in every personal development class or sales training. whether they make an impression in what, 5 seconds or whatever, I'm already deciding allegedly whether I can trust you and this and all these other things because that's the brain, right? And if you like honor that all the time, then you might live a really sheltered, lonely, inauthentic life, right? Unless you start to pay attention to like your natural triggers. Don't ignore it. Don't make yourself wrong because you're like jealous of this guy or you know, you whatever your trigger is, whatever is going on in your head that you're thinking about, don't make yourself wrong about it. Honor it. Like, isn't it interesting? We've talked about this before in the podcast, but I mean, you know, getting triggered about being cut off. Like, isn't it interesting that I'm making myself so important? That guy clearly has a problem with me, or he's an asshole. Is it not possible that he's got some kind of an emergency he's tending to? Because this actually happened to me the other day in traffic, and I actually was like, fuck you, like in my head, because I was in this fast lane, and this car from probably a few hundred feet, when I noticed it in my rearview mirror, he comes zooming up on me, and he's flashing his lights, and I'm thinking...
Is this in the city?
Yeah, this is in Calgary, and I'm going like... What is this guy doing? Like, who is this guy? First thing I thought was, what did I do? What did I do?
Right, because the world revolves around
you. It's all about me. Totally. Clearly, I did something to upset this person. They couldn't have actually been just dealing with something in their own life right now.
Yeah, I got to get to emergency. My wife's having a baby.
I think that's what was going on, something like that, because there are obnoxious drivers, but this guy was panicking or something. He was being so out of control that... He wasn't just angry, I don't think, because like the flashing of the light thing is what got my attention. And I'm thinking, first I was like I was going to like do the whole, I was going to play the whole game. Then I was like, wait a minute. That's the thing that actually drives me the most crazy, is because I see it a lot where people are playing that stop and go game with each other.
Totally. When just we're get going, out of the way. Move yeah, over.
We're driving.
It's not your thing.
Exactly. We're driving super fast on the highway and these two people in front of me are fooling around and could potentially have a major impact on my life. And I had nothing to do with it. And I was about to do the same thing to this guy, immediately responding to his behavior or reacting to his behavior rather than responding. So fortunately for me, I was able to catch myself and go, wait a minute, maybe there's something else going on here that I'm not aware of, but that's possible. And so I did. I moved out of the way and then he continued the same thing. And then I saw him just weaving in and out of traffic the whole time, going all the way over all three lanes of traffic, trying to get up to an exit. And I think, I mean, it was really dangerous what he was doing, but I don't think he was doing it because he was like, you guys all suck. I'm fucking...
Yeah, I'm faster than you are.
Yeah, it looked like he was going somewhere, but it's just that, it's that easy to get triggered and respond or react in kind.
So talking about now things that we do, and we'll end the podcast in this capacity, is like there are some things that we'll take on. In your case, there is a mindful contemplation and review of what's occurring right in the moment. And one of the things that I do is it's twofold. There is an intentional planning of my day every day. And then there is a review, an intentional review of my day. It is amazing the difference, the parallels between when my world appears chaotic and when not that there's anything wrong with the chaos, because sometimes it was just like flying high and super fun and let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then there are other versions of like, holy shit, I would not want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
that's an interesting point, actually. Good context.
Yeah, for sure. And there's the ordered chaos. Yeah. So there's a hybrid between the two that I am, that I have placed myself right inside of. I am going with the river and the flow of the river versus trying to swim upstream.
Yeah.
And draining myself, my finite resource of energy on something that I'm trying to stop the ocean, the waves of the ocean. My son, so funny, and this is a bit of a tangent, but on target. My son was at the ocean, and the waves were coming in at the beaches of Acapulco, and he's like kicking and punching the waves as they come in. And I know he's just having fun, and he's got this like little banter. He's trying to fight and fend off the waves. Mm-hmm. And it is an impossible task.
Yeah, it'll just keep coming.
It'll keep, it's relentless. And it, there is a point where you just stop. You have no more energy.
Yeah.
And the ocean is still as powerful as it was when you first started.
Absolutely.
So my point of that is there are people that leverage the power of the ocean and create energy. Mm-hmm. And there are those that fight it.
Absolutely.
And lose. They lose. You are fighting a losing battle. So wow. Inside of that, there is this intention of planning and evaluation and what it, what I think it means and what it might actually mean. Like they're just playing both of those worlds as a, as an action to take out of this. I highly recommend doing it. I've done it for a number of years. I continue to get better at it. I also have new things added that in my world are perceived as rather uninvited and chaotic. It's like, no, I'm not ready for you yet. Mm-hmm. However, I'm reminded of the higher self that I'm exploring and wanting to be, and now letting it in a controlled environment.
Yeah, right.
Right? I'm not just letting it run wild and just, you know, not cleaning my house, not cleaning my car, not showering, not dressed. Like you can't go that to that degree because it is destructive.
Yeah.
Just like you can't go to the other side because it is, it lacks any sort of momentum and you get lethargic and atrophy as a result of it, right? Like there's the two worlds that we're playing here.
Yeah. I think just as a takeaway or you know, the intention of this podcast and our conversations are not to bitch and moan and complain about things, and it's more of like identifying something that or at least this podcast, because the next one could be completely different, but it's identifying something that occurs in the natural world that we all deal with and sort of our progression and our experience of how we've navigated whatever that thing is that we're dealing with or talking about, in this case, order and chaos.
Absolutely.
So I think what I would say to summarize for me is just get in your life and in the world is that there's a lot going on, and that there never isn't going to be a lot going on. So don't make there being a lot going on be your entire universe. Like and let that rule you and overwhelm you. Just focus on what's important to you and know that I'm pretty convinced that pretty much nothing comes easy. And in fact, if it does come easy, pay attention.
Yeah, there's a cost.
There's a cost to it. And it's not like, you know, this isn't a negative thing, by the way. What we're trying to highlight here is that like things kind of just are the way that they are sometimes. And it's all about how you deal with the things that are, that be, that dictate the quality of your life.
C'est la vie. Such is life.
Yep, such is life. And that's it. That's episode 12. Moving forward, we're going to be more concise with our episodes, 20, 30 minutes every week. And we look forward to the next one.
That's right. Have a good one.